Factory 81 cutting their first full length. Here's a little message about the fucking pig.
Walking down the street, every turning your train, you're just another freak. Get yourself in your back again, and don't believe the captain ever be your friend. Now you're paid when you're on your knees again. They're fixing your back and enemy in your neck. Now better serve and protect us. More like the Empire with the world.
Right, big shouts to all our listeners in Romania. Drop us a line, let us know how you're doing. Are you done eating?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. You know that we could hear you doing your dishes during the last show, right?
Hey, I said I was sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm not bagging on you. I thought it was hilarious. I'm streaming a show and I'm listening to you do your dishes.
It helps the place clean, you know?
No, I know. You're very clean and it wasn't bad. It was actually very funny. And yeah, I could hear you big time eating just now. What were you chomping on anyways?
Apple, I just told you.
Oh, okay. If you couldn't guess, everybody, we're joined by Mary Chan. Very, very fortunate. She's doing another... This is 2 weeks in a row, isn't it?
Yes, I love it.
Me too, man. This is awesome. You know, the only thing that would have made it better is to have Zapperlink on the show. I don't know. His cell phone is fucksword. I can't get a hold of him. I don't have a number to get a hold of him. We exchange emails when we can, but for some reason, he couldn't make it tonight. He's going to talk about... And I'm dying to talk about this. His operating system that he's writing in assembler, and I think he has some freak stories. You know, I really want him on, and Bumby's not on. So Zapper, you know, I'm pleading, Zapper, get in touch with me. We got to get you on the show. We got to plan this out. Maybe we record when I'm in Phoenix soon. That'd be awesome. We'll record. That would be cool.
Where are you going to Phoenix?
I'm going to Phoenix soon, and I'm thinking we could record a show. Would that be like an on-site? What would that be called? I don't know. But record a show in Phoenix.
Maybe go in a different location. That'd be fun.
There we go. Remote location. Yeah. That would be a blast. So maybe we'll do that.
Come over here and do remote location, dude.
What's that?
Said you should come over here and do remote location.
I'd love to. I would love to. We can go hack Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, like, oh, yeah, that reminds me. I bet there's a great place to explore. Like, do you remember Monstro?
Who?
Like Storybook Land, and like to get into Storybook Land, you go through like this big whale's mouth and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember when I was really little, like we were going, and like we passed like this little like storage area, and the woman's like, "Oh, we call that place Never in Neverland because we never ever take you there."
So you want to hop out and go down in there, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, they would know so fast.
Oh.
I think they would. Now you're getting. I tried to send you the show notes, but I couldn't because why?
Well, I only have one phone line right now that acts as both landline and internet access.
Okay, and you're getting DSL, right?
Yep.
Okay, now, didn't it kind of screw you over?
For the most part, yeah. First off, I, when I talked and ordered to them, I explained that I didn't have one of those cards, you know, to fit the Ethernet cable in.
Right.
They said, yeah, we'll send you one. And they didn't, not only they did not send me the Ethernet cable, they didn't send me the card either.
dude, that sucks. Now, are they going to come and put it in for you at least now? Since they've been screwing you over for how long? A week?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I mean, they called me today, but I was actually out, and they said they'd email me some instructions. So, I don't know. I'll try tomorrow. Yep.
Well, make sure you're not paying for this time.
Of course not.
Okay, good. Now, we've received an email. We've been receiving a lot of emails. But one in particular I enjoyed is from AccessXS. Cool handle, by the way. He says, "Hey, Duel, just wrote in to congratulate you and the whole RFA crew on the great show you're all doing every week. Also, I want to ask you, what is the opening theme for RFA, the song? Thanks and keep up the good work." Isn't that great?
Aw, it's fan mail.
That's to you, too. It is, man, and it's awesome. No, it's not fan mail, man. It's like we're all part of the community. They help me with the show, and I try to give back to them. Thank you so much, Access, for that email. And I've been dying. Thank you even more, because I've been dying for somebody to ask this question about what the theme is. Some people say it's too hard. I don't think so. I think it's got that, you know, urban, underground feel, you know, that I want for the show. The band is Factory 81. The album is Mankind, and the song is Nanu, N-A-N-U. It's a great song. It's a great album. Actually, all the music on this week's show is from Factory 81. I've been waiting anxiously for their next album. You can go to factory81.net and check them out. I think they've got two songs that they're giving away, two new songs. So download them and check them out. They're really, really good. I mean, they do some remixes. You know, it's just, there's emotion in it. The lyrics are great. I love it. You know, it's just got that feel. I don't know. Do you get that, too? It's like art and music, you know. It just, if it's really good, I really like it. You know, it's because it invokes some feeling in me, you know. Or is that corny?
I like Power Controlled, so, you know. Somebody
does
have that, you know, knack.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, and they do. They definitely have that knack. They bring it out of me. Hold on, I gotta take out my retainer here. Suck it and get a drink of my caffeine-free Diet Coke here.
Remember when we drank that whole bottle of vanilla Coke?
Dude, that screwed us up, man. You know, I've been trying to stay away from caffeine, right? You know, just being mellow and relaxing. So I go into this, convenience store, right, and get, I still like to taste the coffee, and get decaffeinated coffee. I get the little green one that says decaffeinated coffee on it, and I pour it, and goddamn, if I didn't get the worst buzz off that, man, I was flying. I've been off caffeine for a long time, and I thought it was decaffeinated, apparently not. Apparently the fucking morons don't know the difference, so I'm slamming this cup of Joe that's loaded, you know, it's totally leaded. And I was flying all day long, man. I could, like, barely sleep. This was last night. I could barely sleep last night, so that was brutal. Watch out, man. You got a heart condition. Make sure you ask those motherfuckers if it's caffeinated. Okay, sorry. That's my little caffeinated rant there. We read the email from Access. Now, if you've been listening the past few weeks, especially before the gaming special, you know that the... hold on, put my retainer back in. You know that the stream sucked. It was suck. It was dropping left and right, you know, 20 times a show. It was horrible. I didn't know what the problem was. I've been toying with, you know, thinking about upgrading to this pro package that Comcast, my provider, has. And I decided to go ahead and do it, hopefully thinking that that would fix it. $95 a month. I get 384 upload, which is, you know, damn fast. I can run web servers. I think I get VPNs. Good stuff. I'll talk about the web servers more in a little bit. That didn't fix it. It did not fix it. I was pissed off. So after a bunch more shit, it ended up being my cable modem. So I bought a new cable modem, installed that. Now, with Comcast, I'm sure with other providers, when you get a new cable modem, you have to have it provisioned. You have to call them up, give them the MAC address, give them the serial number of the cable modem, and I don't know if they push a configuration file using SNMP. I don't know what they do. They configure your modem to work on their network. They use two programs, by the way, OpenNNS and Cable Data, and they have call centers in Nova Scotia and another one in Canada. Just side notes there. Now, before I upgraded to the Pro Package, when I would get a cable modem provisioned, it would take days. Numerous days, multiple days, numerous phone calls, and lots of frustration to get this damn thing. Man, I want to swear a lot tonight. Is that bad?
You know what I think about swearing?
What?
It makes baby Jesus cry.
Well, you know what? I almost did something bad there. Okay, well, anyways.
No, no, no.
I almost offended every Christian listener we had, but I won't do that. So after all of this goddamn frustration, oh, I probably did just there.
You didn't have any Christian listeners?
I don't know.
I don't know,
but I was going to be blasphemous, you know, because honestly, listeners, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in any of that crap. You know Sumerian on Rant Radio, right? He's an atheist? That's me. I don't believe in a damn thing. I am my own God, baby.
No, but here's what I've been just considering, which is, I mean, I find it hard to believe that any, like, true fundamentalist, you know, everything in life, if you've enjoyed is a horrible, horrible sin, is bad person would listen to a show about, you know, hacking, freaking, computers, fun things like that.
I totally agree, and you're probably right. But, well, I don't know, you'd be surprised. There's, like, you know, there's a lot of scientists that believe in God, or at least some higher power. I know a lot of wise people I consider to be wise, don't believe in God per se and aren't religious, as you know, for religion's sake, but do believe in a higher power. I'm diverting a lot tonight. It's very odd. I have an odd feeling tonight. Anyways, getting back to the cable modem. So, lots and lots of frustration to get a cable modem provisioned under the baseline cable internet access package. Like I said, I upgraded, and guess what? Holy moly, the service I get now. I was not even at home. I was away from my home. I did have the MAC and serial number of the new cable modem. I called them up, and they provisioned it right there on the phone in a few minutes. I wasn't even at home, and they did this, like, instantly. She said, oh, okay, it's done. Thank you very much. And I couldn't believe it. I was dumbfounded. I was flabbergasted. My mouth was agape. It was unbelievable. So it's amazing what kind of service an extra, you know, $40 a month will get you. I think it's just more proof that money equals, well, service, and money equals power, money equals justice, which is a bad one, but...
Hey, Duel.
Yeah?
Can you, like, come down for, like, 5 minutes? I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
take it easy. Have a good one. Oh, dude, I think, you know what, I still think I'm kind of buzzing from that caffeine. I'm serious, I've been off caffeine. You should try this, list. Everybody should try this, right? All my friends out there, check this out, give it a shot, get off the caffeine for a while, you'd be surprised. No caffeine, right? No diet soda, which is one of my favorites, no coffee, no Jolt, no Mountain Dew, you know, none of that stuff. Kick it. And then after, I don't know, weeks, months, maybe a month, down a cup of Joe, man. You will be flying. I was buzzing, dude. I was at work, and I was like, oh, my God. I felt like I was, you know, I was being a bad employee, like I was breaking the law because I was buzzing so hard off this caffeine. It was unbelievable, and I think I'm still kind of loopy from that. So, like I said, I can run a web server now since I upgraded to this Pro package. And, yeah, I know I could have run one before another port, whatever.
Okay, I'm good.
Oh, you're good. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, I'm talking about the web servers now that I can run, and actually, I'm running one now. I put a box up, and you can find it at oldschoolfreak.rootsecure.net. And I want to thank Nick84 for the DNS entry and Kleptic for linking it. Again, that's oldschoolfreak.rootsecure.net. I know it's a long name, but it's a very cool name. What it is, basically, it's just HTTP archives of HackerMind, Outbreak Magazine, and Radio Freak America right now. SKTFM's coming. I'm going to archive all his stuff on this box. Probably some other alternative media. And you know what? I want to hear from everybody, you know, if you want something else on that server, let me know, and I'll get it, you know, or maybe you can send it to me, send me some links. And I'll get it up on this box. Now, why? Why do you ask? Why am I doing this? Who gives a rat's ass? Well, first of all, HackerMind's been down. I had all this stuff, and just in case somebody needed it, and I believe everybody does need all of this alternative media, I wanted it up. I did talk in earlier shows about running a streaming MP3 server, you know, basically to spite the RIAA. But if I did, you know, I thought about it, and if I did that, that's exactly what I would be doing. It would just be to spite the RIAA. It would not be effective. You know, very few listeners would be possible on my bandwidth. You know, I'd just be playing stuff that's freely available anyway, so it just, you know, I'd do it to be nasty to the RIAA, but, you know, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't know, you know, and it wouldn't be effective. I wouldn't be perpetuating the alternative media, the people that actually speak out against such travesties as the RIAA and the MPAA, and that's what I think is most important. You know, I think people need these voices that speak out against, you know, this corporate tyranny. So what better way to do this than to archive all the stuff that I already have and make it available to everybody all the time, you know, forever. Well, I hope, hopefully forever. So I decided to put up this web server.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So everybody check it out. It's I've watched the status lights. I know people have been downloading stuff, and that makes me really, really happy. That makes me really happy. So, like I said, let me know if you want some other type of media, if you want e-zines, if you want your rants. I'll put your rants on there. You know, I'll put, if you just have something you've made, right? It's just like, hey, man, I made this, you know, prototype radio show. It's a half hour of me ranting about who knows, you know, who knows what. I'll put it up there. And people will be able to access it, and you'll be able to get your word out. You know, you can tell people about it. I think that is the most important thing I can do. I mean, we're still going to have rant radio since they're in Canada. You know, they check 2600 about this bill that passed today in the Senate. You know, there'll still be ways, there'll still be peer-to-peer file sharing. That's not going to go away. There'll probably still be streaming MP3 internet radio stations. You know, people will be sharing MP3s. You can hand CDs to your buddies, for crying out loud. I can even put MP3s on this server. I think that this will do more than me running my crappy little, you know, 5-listener MP3 server. So let me know. Let me know if this is a good idea or a bad idea. I think it's a great idea. It's already been used. It seems that people are happy already, so that makes me happy. You got anything you want to put up there, Mary Chan?
I don't really know. I don't really have that much to put out, you know. I mean, my sort of way of radio expression is just, you know, this right now, and I enjoy doing it. It makes me happy, and the guys at the Stank Dog Forum like me, so.
Yeah, you're big time popular on the Stank Dog Forums. Yeah, and you know what? It makes me happy that you're on the show. You do have something, though, that I just put up. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I put up your art, your actual physical art, on Old School Freak today.
Thank you. Can I talk about it?
Yeah, please.
Well, basically, I don't know if you can tell us, but the entire face is made up of black and white cuttings, actually, from magazines, mostly of people, actually. And the only thing that's actually not a collage on there is the little red boxes in the eyes. And I don't know, I was trying to think of, you know, symbolism when I did it, and I really think that it came down to, like, this idea that, like, in order to, you know, to be accepted by stuff, you know, we compose little bits of everyone else, you know? The reason the eyes aren't adjusted is because of that belief that, you know, eyes are the window to the soul and all that stuff, you know? Eyes are too expressive. And when you get rid of all that, you know, when you get rid of all this, you know, assimilating information, you're more free to, you know, make your own things, hence the boxes.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. I am amazed. That was beautiful. That was actually deep and intelligent as well. This, by the way, is the first piece of physical art we've placed on the page. So, one, it's special in that way, and two, that the listeners can get that explanation by listening to this show and then look at that art. I hope they get that when they see it, or it makes them think of something else. You titled it A Little Madness, which I kind of dug. That's a very cool title. So check that out, listeners. Wow, this show is multifaceted. It is so deep. It's deep on so many angles. Now, we're not actually done with Comcast. Something happened, and it's actually a week ago. The FCC approved the Comcast AT&T merger. Yes, the $29.2 billion merger of Comcast and AT&T Broadband was approved by federal regulators Wednesday. That was last Wednesday, the 13th, a week ago. Let's see, Comcast, the nation's third largest cable operator with about 8.5 million subscribers, including me, Duel, would acquire AT&T Broadband, the largest cable operator, to form a new, bless you, AT&T Comcast with 22.3 million subscribers. That is huge. And that is a huge hit to your choice in internet access. What will come of this? Well, first of all, it's been approved. Let's see. I've heard things like download caps will be installed. Like, we will have to pay if we download past certain amounts, just like they do in Australia. That may be in our future. Again, you'll have less choices. It's one less company to choose from. There's one less company to have competition, to have fair pricing, to have good service. You know, you shouldn't have to pay $95 a month to have good service, but apparently you do. So, listeners, that's a big change in the world, especially in broadband internet access. I know everybody, probably most everybody, you know, everybody we hang with probably has broadband of some kind. You have DSL, you're trying to get DSL, I've got cable, you know, dial-up's dying out, but, you know, boy, it's not going to be much better if we're going to have, like, two companies running all the broadband in this nation, you know? Do you agree? I agree.
In commercialism, though, I mean, you know what Pepsi runs, right?
PepsiCo, you mean?
Yeah.
Like Taco Bell and KFC and Pizza Hut?
Like, runs a whole ton of stuff. I mean,
oh, yeah.
What is there? Oh, yeah, there's, like, five
Frito-Lay
companies in the nation that run pretty much everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's scary. It's so super scary. And they give so, they have so much money, they give so much money to the legislatures, and then they do nasty stuff like the RIA, and it's just, okay, we've done this ad nauseum. We've done this ad nauseum. Boy, this show is just, wow. Something about, you know what? It's, I know why. It's a full, is it a full moon tonight? I think it is.
It was a full moon last night.
Oh, last night? Well, it's damn freaking close to a full moon.
I thought you were just going to say because of me.
Yeah, it is because of you, actually. We got a lot of compliments for last week's show, by the way. People love the gaming special. I'm telling you. I think it was inspirational. So, I basically have an MP3 server in my living room, living space. What would you call it, Mary Chan? That huge room I have with nothing in it.
You have my wall scroll in it.
I do have your wall scroll in it, but that's about it. What do I?
Well,
is that a living room? What do you call that?
Technically, it's a living room. You just took everything out of it.
I have not. I'm very minimalist in my in my possessions. I don't have many possessions. I don't want many possessions. I have this huge room in my house with nothing. I think I have, like, my bike, you know, and my server and some other computers. That's about it, you know. So anyways, I have this basically, you know, my web server, which is basically an MP3 server, in this, you know, big living space out in the middle of nowhere in my house. But, you know, what if I want to listen, you know, conveniently listen to all of those MP3s in any other part of my house? How am I going to do that? Well, I guess I could, you know, run, you know, an audio cable from the sound card to my stereo, and then what's that?
I thought that's what you did.
I do that in my lab, but that's, you know, my box is right next to my, you know, my my stereo. But this is different. This is like all, this is like the archives of all the MP3s, you know, out in another room. So, like I said, I could run, you know, audio cable all the way into my stereo, and then run back in there, you know, add everything to the playlist, and run back and listen to it. Well, that would not work, you know. That's just not, it's not convenient, you know. And I love convenience. I'm just an American loving convenience.
Are you kidding?
So, just don't call me a consumer. So, I found a wonderful, a phenomenal device called the Slim P3 Ethernet MP3 Player. Again, it's called Slim P3, or SL, Slim P3, I guess that's kind of witty, right? Slim MP3, Slim P3. It's an awesome, awesome device. You can find it at www.slimdevices.com and go to products and Slim MP3, and it's a really, really cool device. What it is, basically, if, first of all, it's small. It's a little LCD screen. Or no, it's not LCD, is it? I'm not sure. I think it is LCD. And what it is, it basically becomes a node on your Ethernet network. You basically plug it in your router, your hub, whatever. And it's controlled with the standard Sony remote control right now using the Sony codes. And then it hooks into your stereo. And what, like I said, it becomes a node on your Ethernet network. And what it does, it basically gets all the MP3s and it plays them off of your box, you know, your huge storage on your PC, and pipes them right into your stereo in any room in the house. All you got to do is run the cable. Get this, it runs on Windows, Linux, and Mac. Are you okay?
I'm sick.
Oh, you are sick. I'm so sorry, everybody. Mary Chan's sick, so...
Not only am I sick, I'm very nauseous, so...
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, let me know. I can let you go anytime.
No.
Wow, you are tough. I appreciate it. I know everybody else does. So like I said, it'll run on Windows, it'll run on Linux, it'll run on Mac, but even better, all the software that runs it is open source. Yes, it is totally open source. You can play with it. If you make a great change to it and submit it to them, they like it, they'll add it to it. It's just a great, great device. I mean, it can't get any better. I haven't been this excited about a piece of technology in a long time. This is a really, really cool device. Again, the Slim MP3 Ethernet MP3 player. I actually haven't even looked at the price, you know, going to buy it. I think it's about $250, and I would say it's worth it, especially if, you know, you've got gigabytes of, you know, MP3s.
If you have $250.
That too. I kind of spent all my money on my camera. But I might be able to treat myself to Christmas with this thing. It's a great, great device. I think it's about $250. And I'm hoping I can check it out soon. And as soon as I do, I'll let everybody know. Maybe I'll check out the source code and see what it looks like. It's beautiful. Oh, it's a beautiful... Speaking of beautiful, it has a beautiful 40x2 vacuum fluorescent display. Bright and easy to read. It's just beautiful. You can control it with a web browser. Supports playlists. It's just great. Internet radio, shoutcast, Icecast, and Live 365. It's just, I can't tell you how cool it is. And I think it's just a bunch of guys got together and said, hey, man, let's build a really cool device and make it open source and give it to the community. You know, and they're selling it at a good price. I mean, this is technological innovation at its best. Learn from this, RIA. Go to Slim MP3 and emulate these people, please.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas? That's under, like, $50.
You know what I want for Christmas? First of all, I don't believe in... what's it named after? What's that? The god's name?
Night is being offensive.
What's that?
I said night is being offensive.
Is that offensive?
Yes, it
I'm
is.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, so they named this holiday after Jesus Christ, right? I think holidays are a bunch of crap. Like birthday, I don't give a rat's ass about my birthday. It's just another day, man.
Because you're getting older. When you're young, you care about your birthday. Now you're old.
My
God.
Right, because I get like Hot Wheels and, you know, G.I. Joes. But now I just, dude, every day is special to me. All right, everybody. All right, gather around. Here's Duel's view on life. Right, I'm gonna get close to the mic here too. All right. First of all, life is pretty simple. All right, life is not that difficult. It's pretty straightforward, you know. It's wonderful. It's a blast. Why do you have to have excuses like holidays to spend quality time with the people you love, right? Why do you have to use holidays as an excuse to get drunk and be stupid, you know? Life is good. Every day I do something special. I learn something new. That is the beauty of hacking and freaking. Is that you can learn something every day, infinite learning, and that is special within itself.
Fine. What do you want for Atheist Give People Presents Day?
Okay, if I wanted something, honestly, and this is the, I can't resist, the God's honest truth. What do I want? I really don't want anything material. I would want, you know what I'd want? I'd want people to write, like, I want some privacy articles for oldschoolfreak.com. I want people to write something about privacy, like how to protect it, how to fight people that are abusing your privacy. Let's see. I really want some privacy articles for Old School Freak.
I don't think I can do that. I don't really have anything I can relate to. It wouldn't come off as that efficient because I have a lot of privacy where I am right now. So
naked pictures? Oh, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I couldn't resist. Let's see. What would I want? Honestly, I don't know, Mary Chan. I really can't think of anything. Maybe some books, but I've got lots of reading right now.
I'll get you something nice and show burn nothing and carrying a digital.
Oh, my word. Boy, could I share that with everybody?
It depends on how well they turned out.
So, everybody, we might be getting our own special little Christmas present. Yeah, I really, honestly, I don't, there's, right now, there's nothing off the top of my head I can think of I want. I mean, I've got...
I feel like that too, actually.
I think that's kind of cool, you know. I'm glad. I don't want...
I mean, because my mom was asking me what I wanted, you know, and I was like, the only thing I could really think of that I really thought I needed was a scanner, and I thought, no, I mean, that's kind of expensive, though, you know?
Oh, scanners are cheap.
No, not by my standards. No.
Oh, you want real high-end stuff. Oh, yeah, you're an artist.
I want, like, a scanner, like, $75 scanner, and I'm not going to ask my mom to spend something like that on me.
Whoa, $75?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a lot for your mom.
I don't remember. My mom, like, pretty much helped me move in here and everything.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
And all this stuff for me. So I'm not going to demand other things. I'm content. I mean...
Me too. I feel the same way.
You know, if I got a computer, anything I really want, I can buy myself. And at the same time, though, I like presents just because it makes me feel a little special. You know, like, yay, I got something.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I totally know what you mean. You know, I did buy this camera, but I bought this because I want to create things. I want to, like, do fun stuff and share it with everybody, you know? Share with... You know, all my friends, you know, I want to contribute to DDP Hack TV. You know, that's why I bought that. You know, that's cool. That's like an investment in everybody in the community. You know, and the things I want like books, you know, books and magazines. I want stuff to read. And I've got, I just got Pearl in a Nutshell and Kevin Mitnick's book, which I haven't touched Kevin's book yet, but I've definitely read the Pearl book. And it's, you know, that's what I want. Is that weird? I don't know. I've heard that consumer, you know, people have infinite wants. I guess I don't, you know.
Like I said, it's really early this year, you know.
Yeah, that too, man. It's just, well, I don't think we should get off on the commercialism and consumerism. And, you know, and we've probably ranted about that in the past. I want to, since, do you have anything other, any other technical news you want to share? If not, I'm going to get into the freak stuff, baby. I've been dying to spend a lot of time on some freak stuff. We've got some great guests, and we've had great episodes. Everybody's been enjoying it, as well as I have been. But, man, I want to do some freak stuff. So, let's get at it. On to the freak shizat. So, I've got, actually, and I'm going to read this. I might even read this whole thing. It's so good. It's so good. Are you okay?
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. This is an article from a local newspaper. I'm sure it ran nationally. Psychic hotline loses fortune over forecasts.
Not psychic hotline.
Do you know who I'm going to talk about?
Adam Cleo.
Oh, you do? Oh, this is going to make me laugh. By David Ho, Associated Press. FTC closes down phony phone service. Washington. Trading fortunes told for a fortune lost, the companies behind Miss Cleo's psychic hotline agreed Thursday to give $500 million in customer bills to settle a federal lawsuit alleging they fleeced callers hoping to glimpse the future.
All right, here's what I'm going to say really quickly. First off,
please.
If you really are going to pay to have your fortune told on the psychic hotline by someone whose name is Madam Cleo, you deserve to get ripped off.
Well, I agree. Well, at the very end of the article, it talks about that, so... Let me get to that. Where was I?
They were...
Okay, Access... I got it. Access Resource Services Incorporated and Psychic Readers Network Incorporated also agreed to stop selling their alleged soothsaying services... That's an alliteration worth saying. ...over the phone and pay the government a $5 million fine, the Federal Trade Commission said. The two Fort Lauderdale, Florida-based companies... Neighbors here, thank God, owned by Stephen Fetter and Peter Stolz, promoted a national network of psychic readers on television and the internet. A woman identified as a Jamaican mystic named Miss Cleo offered supernatural insights into love and money. Miss Cleo's real name is Yori Del Harris.
Aww.
Miss Harris. During a deposition in June, Harris repeatedly invoked her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, refusing to discuss a birth certificate showing she was born in L.A. to American parents. Man, dude, her accent was so real.
Oh.
I know.
I'm heartbroken.
Calling me now. You didn't know? Oh, I think you knew this already. Howard Beals, director of the FTC's Consumer Protection Bureau, said there was no truth in Miss Cleo's prognostications. Okay, now this is funny. I highlighted this. I'm no psychic, but I can foresee this. If you make deceptive claims, there is an FTC action in your future, he said in announcing the settlement. That was from Mr. Howard Beals, director of FTC's Consumer Protection Bureau. The FTC accused the companies of misdeeds, including false promises of free psychic readings, tricky billing tactics to squeeze money out of callers, and harassing telemarketing calls. Telemarketing calls have been big time in the eye of the hacker community. The latest 2600. The last election, I got so many, I'm going to call them crank calls from these politicians. It was absurd. Thomas Scott, 37, of Tallahassee, Florida, said he and his wife were verbally abused by operators when they called to dispute an $80 phone charge. "It was one of the most unbelievable experiences of my life," Scott said. "I am elated that the FTC has shut them down. Next, they'll be hearing from my attorney," as well they should. The companies did not admit to breaking any law, but agreed to stop the phone service and forgive about $500 million in outstanding charges. They also must return all uncashed checks to customers. Yeah, I'm sure they were cashed pretty quick. Beal said during 3 years of operation, the service charged people about, get this, $1 billion and collected half of it. Again, in 3 years, they charged $1 billion. What a scam. "They're getting out of the business," Beal said. "It won't resume." Sean Moynihan, an attorney for the companies, said the businesses did nothing illegal and were not given enough opportunity by the FTC to explain their practices before the lawsuit was filed. Moynihan said the companies... This is a Xerox, by the way. It's getting dark. So the company still run a small subscription service where customers pay with credit cards to get cell phone calls during radio shows. Customers pay with credit cards to get psychic readings. The service represents about 1% of the former pay-per-call business, he said. Oh, I highlighted this too. Why did I highlight this? Let's see. The FTC lawsuit said the psychic service promised... Ah, here we go, Mary Chan. The FTC lawsuit said the psychic service promised a free reading, but consumers calling a toll-free number were directed to a 900 number charging $4.99 per minute. Okay. Now, you're right. If people are calling up thinking they're going to get free psychic readings, or psychic readings, period, they're stupid. It is illegal to be charged for calling an 800 number. It is not illegal, however, for them to direct it to a 900 number. Apparently, this was still too sleazy for the FTC, and they shut these people down. And I've got a message, apparently. God, I hate that. But I've got to keep...
Put up whole radio show.
Yeah, no doubt. So I guess they weren't breaking law, but it's still bad enough for the FTC to say, you know what, that's a bunch of crap. I'm sure everybody's run into it. If you've done a little scanning, you're going to run into those 800 numbers that tell you to call a 900 number, or sometimes even another 800 number, which is kind of weird. I think there are some, and I think I've ran into a few, and I don't remember, honestly.
Last time you called 1-800-WE-ARE-18.
Yeah, now I think that was one of them that said hang up now or press or enter your... I think it's you called an 800 number and you weren't charged unless you entered in your credit card number or something like that. So they did let you know that you can be charged if you take a certain action or don't take a certain action. I'm not sure which. So they do exist. So maybe some people... Well, come on, you can't be... You can't be a hacker if you're calling one of these lines. I was going to say rocket scientists, but you know who knows how smart they are. You know, you're definitely not the brightest bulb in the bunch if you're calling these numbers trying to get you know your future, or your financial and love future told you. It's
someone named Miss Cleo.
Is that going to be your new handle, Miss Cleo?
Oh, Miss Cleo is Miss Cleo's handle. Even if all this, oh, she's born in L.A. crap. You know, she'll always be Miss Cleo, the crazy Jamaican of the horrendous accent to me.
Call me now. She was an elite social engineer. So I thought that was hilarious. I can't believe I read that whole thing and didn't laugh more. When I first read it, I was dying. Miss Cleo. Okay. Just this past weekend, I did a little adventure, right? One of my dual parallel freak adventures. I didn't go on my bicycle this time, though. I went on my scooter, man.
Oh.
Hell yeah, dude. I love my scooter. Okay. And there's a dumpster that never, ever lets me down. I mean, this dumpster pays out all the time. There's always some good stuff in this dumpster. Stuff I usually can't read on the air, but I did get some good stuff this time. And something that that I can read over there. Actually, this is the manager merchant account, the online, this is basically a, what would I call this, a pamphlet, a catalog? No, like an instructional pamphlet for the American Express Online Merchant Services. You know how much I dig retail hacking and transaction services. Well, this just gives all the lowdown. What's that?
So just keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay. So this gives all the lowdown on the American... Oh, I hope she's not out there puking. That would suck. She is tough. Everybody, man, send. You know what? Since she's not here, she's not going to hear this. She doesn't have internet access. She's not going to do the stream. Everybody send Mary Chan, like, some email, MaryChan@oldschoolfreak.com. Tell her how much you appreciate her being on the show. You know, how much you enjoy listening to her. Because, man, I do. And I'm sure you do as well. So let her know, everybody.
I heard that.
Oh, crap! I thought you were gone for a while.
No, I'm just preoccupied.
All right, well, I hope you're okay. Let me know if you're not, all right?
I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Just, I might go on off really quickly here.
All right. Well, again, I got this pamphlet from American Express Online Merchant Services, and it basically describes how to use it, all the information you can get from it, and, of course, it gives an 800 number. So we're going to call that right now. Do you mind, Mary Chan?
Huh?
Do you mind?
Mind what?
If I call this number?
I can step out.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Calling AT&T? I hope.
AT&T. Using AT&T. For online merchant services, password resets, or enrollment questions, press 1. For technical questions regarding online merchant services, press 2. For all other, press 0.
Oh, I could hear you.
10-digit merchant account number.
Oh, Mary Chan, are you okay?
Hold on.
Oh, I think she's... Oh, my...
We did not recognize your input. Re-enter your 10-digit merchant account number.
Oh, how can I do this? Mary Chan. Mary Chan. Oh, she's like ill right here on the show. That is, you know, I say I've sacrificed, but I don't think anybody's sacrificed like this.
Huh?
Hey, you know what? Go ahead and go.
No, I'm fine, really.
No, you're not. I want you to go, okay?
Aw.
Go. Go take care of yourself, all right? And I'll call you later. Let me know you're okay, all right?
All right.
I'm all fine. Right. No, don't worry about it. Bye, Mary Chan.
Bye.
Oh, man. Listeners, you know what? You're not listeners. You're friends. You're people that enjoy the show. Hopefully, people that contribute to the show and to everybody else in the community. You know what? Send Mary Chan something. I can't believe this. I feel terrible. I didn't know she was that sick, or I wouldn't have even asked her to do this. So I'm going to definitely make sure she's okay. And if you would, do me a favor and send Mary Chan something. Send her an email. Let her know that you hope she's okay and that you love listening to her on the show, all right? Do that for me. I don't know how much time we have left. I almost don't want to go on. Yeah, I'm sure there's nothing I can do. If she needs me, she'll call. Let's go ahead and call this number. Again. The number for American Express Online Merchant Services is 800-374-2639.
AT&T. Thank you for using AT&T.
Poor Mary Chan.
For online merchant services...
Okay, I remember, press 0.
Please enter your 10-digit merchant account number.
All right, I'm just going to enter 10 random digits.
We did not recognize your input. Re-enter your 10-digit merchant account number.
Okay, 10 fives. There we go.
Please remain on the line, and the next available representative will assist you.
Okay.
For quality purposes, this call may be recorded.
Please. Guess what? It is being recorded. Yes, ma'am. I was wondering if I could, and I'm sorry to bother you at such an hour, but I'm hoping to get this soon. I had a piece of glass, my big pane of glass, my front door broken out of my business, unfortunately, and I need another one of your stickers, you know, that says The Choice and American Express and all the other cards. Can I get one of those sent to me, please?
Sure. What's your merchant number?
Oh, you need that right now? I don't have that handy.
Okay.
That's why I answered just all five. Can I just give you a P.O. box and have you send that to me?
I need a merchant number.
Oh, what? Oh, do they cost money?
No.
Oh, okay.
That we have to track it.
You have to track the stickers?
Yeah, that we sent one out to you.
Oh,
what? What's the business name?
Are they really, they're pretty special stickers or something? I don't, huh, no kidding. Okay, well.
That's the only way I can order it.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Okay, well, sorry to bother you then. I'll dig it up and I'll call you guys back.
You want me to look it up for you?
No, that's fine. I'll do it. I got other things to do right now anyways. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Okay, I need that number. Well, guess what, Liz? Everybody, I already have one of those stickers because I got it right out of that dumpster that never, ever lets me down. In fact, I even put it on my laptop. I think it's pretty apropos, American Express. And what does it say? It's like, it's your choice. You know what? That's what it says. It says, it's your choice. Ooh, I thought it was kind of chilling, you know, and how these credit cards underneath it. In fact, I've got a couple right here. Let's see. I cut them up. Visa, Discover, bunch of crap. Credit is evil. Okay, since we're doing freak stuff, I decided to just go through the old freak notebook. Actually, I'm almost through with this one. You know, I'm writing numbers like mad. Don't even know what they're for, so I'm going to call a couple. See what they are. In fact, I've got one. You know what? I'll just call this one right now. And it's an 866 number, and it just has question marks. I actually have no idea what it is. So let's call AT&T. 10-digit merchant number, huh? I'm telling you, kick the caffeine.
AT&T.
It's 1-866-426-3714. I have no idea what it is.
AT&T.
Thank you for calling IBM. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
IBM.
Thank you for calling IBM. This is Robert Martignani. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I was wondering what your stance right now, what IBM's stance on Linux is. I'm actually looking to buy some big servers, and I was hoping that you still supported Linux.
Yes, sir. So you'd like to know about whether IBM actually supports Linux in our systems?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Now, I must inform you that I'm not actually a Linux sales specialist, and what I can actually offer you, sir, is a callback request from a specialist who actually is knowledgeable in Linux products on IBM hardware.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can you do me a favor and maybe give me a number to call and or a website to go to first?
Yes, of course, sir. Now, I can give you an IBM web address.
Okay, please.
It is www.ibm.com. /Linux.
Okay, that's... I should have been able to figure that out.
Well, that's quite all right, sir.
Okay.
Actually, on that website is both Linux software and hardware, as well as services for storage products, personal systems, enterprise servers, such as our Z-Series, our RISC-based servers, which is our B-Series RS6000s, the I-Series, which is our AS400s, and our Netfinity servers.
Great. That is exactly the kind of information I need, especially with Linux. Okay, I will be going to IBM.com/Linux. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's it.
Excellent, and thank you for calling IBM.
Have a good night. Okay, apparently that was a number for IBM. I have no idea why I wrote that down or where I got it, but that's what it was. And yes, I already knew about IBM and Linux. Okay, I've got some other numbers from Sears. But you know what, man? All right, fine. I don't... After Mary Chan, I don't feel like doing anything now. I really don't. I'm really bummed. So I'm going to end it, all right? And listen to this Factor 81 and go get Factor 81 Mankind Nanu. Get the CD. You know, buy it. It's worth buying, okay? It's that good. You're not going to find anything else like it, okay? Factor 81 Mankind. Listen to it and send your wishes to Mary Chan, all right? Later.